Jenkins.
Hello, this is Jane Clark, the historian at Aintree Racecourse, and you're listening to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition with Alex Levchuk.
Fantastic. Well, the Lincolnshire Show, the 130th Lincolnshire Show, all set and ready to go. And this is also the first time you've actually been in the studio with us, Amelia, because in times past, we've done location reports, we've done audio postcards, but here you are with Chloe in the Siren Base studios for the first time.
Thank you very much for having us.
And don't worry, Katie's not going to throw you to the floor.
Excellent.
It's a minor point. But, you know, jiu-jitsu is a different line. As I say, first location report with us. Newark, of course, the showground's there.
I think I'm going to practice. Yeah. I'll get practicing.
It's a definite thought. Because obviously, in comparison to that, the item that Ed Wellman and I myself did with Eve Thomas of her Ace Bespoke Designer Candles at Burley Horse Trials last year, quite mild. I mean, you know, mind you, Eve's mother was around at times. So. Eve, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Alex.
Excellent. And obviously recovered from your interesting dental challenges you had yesterday, basically. So good to see that you're on top form. We were sending out positive vibes. It was wisdom teeth, I believe.
Sorry for myself.
Well, never mind. It's okay. Now, Eve, I don't think over in Wales, in that fabulous part of the country, that is indeed where? In the Brecon Beacons?
Just outside of Crickowell.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you've ever actually experienced the Lincolnshire Show, have you?
Nope, never before.
So, Amelia, let's just share with Eve what the joy of the Lincolnshire Show actually is. Because she's been in Lincolnshire, obviously she's in Burley. She does fabulous bespoke candles. Fantastic, as we found out last week at the first of a regular series. She's very much an innovative, inspirational young entrepreneur. Over to you, Amelia.
Okay, well, the Lincolnshire Show is vast. It's over our 200-acre showground site. We actually have 600 trade stands, so that's a lot of shops that people like to browse. We've got lots of entertainment suitable for all ages. We've got a schools challenge area. We've got main ring attractions, countryside ring, countryside area. It's vast. Oh, and the food court as well, which is probably my favourite.
Exactly. Chloe, it was your first show last year, of course. What were your sort of feelings about the Lincolnshire Show?
Yeah, a bit thrown in at the deep end, considering I'd never been to a show, let alone worked on one.
You're a lass from Leicester, don't worry. It's okay.
Yeah, I can't help these things. Oh, you can't help where you're born.
Don't worry. any Leicester listeners, obviously. We love you, you know, with a passion, really.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it was my first show. It was trying to get an idea of what it would actually be like when you're there, and it is massive. And even though we go to the showground every day and it's where we work, it's completely transformed. It's amazing. It is, like Amelia said, there's so many things that you can see and that you can do, and the muse is amazing. That's probably my favourite part, a little bit
the
of shopping.
Muse. Now, let's just talk about that, because I'm thinking about the designer candles, Eve Victoria candles at the Muse. What is the Muse?
The Muse is our main shopping area at the show. So we have a lot of traders that come, and they'll set up as they would in a normal shop. So it's like their shop window, but in a bit of countryside.
Oh. And Katie, just looking behind the monitor there. Hello there. It's wonderful. We haven't got the online system set up as yet. But Katie, your thoughts on the Lincolnshire Show last year?
Yeah, well, it was my first Lincolnshire Show last year, and absolutely loved it, sitting in the press area, tweeting. And it felt a bit sad when I had to come away, because that was like a little world for 2 days.
Or indeed six and a half months. Really.
It is. It's very strange, the feeling that when it all disappears, and it does disappear on the Friday.
It's really sad.
So, you know, on that basis, Eve, and we were talking last week about obviously the fact that you're on the road with the company doing all sorts of things. Is the Lincolnshire Show something which you think, I think we should actually sort of look at exploring that routine?
Definitely look into it, definitely.
Yeah. Fantastic, I can send you some trade applications. Yeah,
whoa. Everything's sorted out there, on the button, in all sorts of ways. It's truly fantastic. Eve, have you got any questions you want to put to the team here about, obviously, the 130th Lincolnshire Show and some of the things that we can look forward to this year and so on?
Oh, so what would you say is the main draw to the show? Like, what is the main thing people go and see?
I think it's a combination of everything together. I think people can arrive at 8 o'clock in the morning and leave at 6 o'clock at night, and not sat down because there's just so much to see. I think it's hard to just pinpoint one fantastic thing that's there. There's just so much.
Yeah, there's definitely something to suit everybody. So for families, there's so many things for children to see and to do. It's very interactive. Yeah. And then at the same time, there's quite a lot of things. You could just go as a couple and have a day, go around the food court and shopping and that kind of thing. So there is something to suit everybody.
Genuinely a full family experience. So, having sorted out, obviously, the visits to the dentist and so on, Eve, are you all set now to... I mean, have you had the trade show? I can't recall what happened in terms of your diary and where you were and, you know, in a kind of map that we need to set up here with sort of... where do we find Eve Thomas Designer Candles this week?
Next week, on the 2nd of February, is my next show then, Birmingham. So that's my next trade show coming up.
You see, last week, obviously, we said Birmingham. I could tell there was a sort of little shout of joy from Katie, because that is in the Birmingham NEC, Katie. Yes.
Oh, I've got work experience there in April.
There we are. I don't think the show quite goes on that long. But I never know. It could be there. We say a hearty good morning to...
Just say it.
Our girl from Gibraltar, Gabriella Peralta. How are you, Gabriella?
I'm all right, thanks.
Good. You haven't experienced the Lincolnshire show, have you?
The Lincolnshire show. No, I haven't.
No, you see, finally a journalism student. Hopefully, will be part of the team this year.
So.
Do they have county shows in Gibraltar?
Well, we don't really have a county because it's 3 miles long. Oh, so right.
You see, I'm just thinking there might be, you know, a really teeny.
Don't even have a postcode.
You don't even have a postcode.
Yeah,
oh, that's amazing. We'll get you on microphone before too long, and you can actually physically move that microphone. So we all sort through that. In case you're wondering, why have they put Gabriella right at that other end of the studio? It's okay. It's just we're getting ourselves sorted in our own sort of unique way, which is great stuff. Questions from yourself, Amelia, with respect to Eve, because I know you like to sort of find out about the exhibitors, and we talked about the muse and so on. I mean, we'd like to just find out about what I have to say, I thought some of her product that she, in fact, actually all of her product, without going into endorsement, was fascinating, interesting, and very, very, very wonderful.
Well, I'd just like to know, I think by the sounds of your stand, it would fit quite nicely in the muse somewhere. It's a more bespoke shopping experience in the muse, whereas general trade is everything from clothing to food stands. So just a bit about yourself, really.
It's all natural scented candles, and we do diffusers, we do soaps, we do room sprays, it's all aspects of home fragrance. Whenever we do a stand at a show, we always try and we want to be the best stand. That's always our aim, and we always win awards and having the best displays. That's really, really important to us. We really go all out for the shows.
Oh, fantastic. Alex has actually just handed me a flyer, so I'm just looking at it now. It just looks beautiful products. We do actually have trade awards as well, so people do win trade awards, and then obviously we can celebrate that fact after the Lincolnshire show. So it looks great.
You see, we're in that interactivity side of things. We're going to be talking about a membership of the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society, the excitement of the Discovery Zone, various other attractions that are coming through, and just a build-up and the opportunity for Gabriella to actually ask a whole range of questions. But we need to have those last two interrogatives put down the line over to the Beck and Beacons. I say that because I think I was speaking to John Wenham, the wonderful John Wenham, who was saying he had lots of contacts there as well in the Brecon Beacons or connections there. I didn't take notes at the time, which is probably most remiss, but otherwise, I don't know why I went up that line. But Katie, last two questions for Eve Thomas, please.
Eve, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning?
It's been brilliant.
Can we look forward to connecting with you again?
Yes, please. Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to talk a little bit better as well next time.
I think she did very well indeed. Really.
Very impressed.
It's very good.
I took my painkillers first thing this morning.
You see, just going that distance. And thanks to Jeff Thompson, we've got some travel update news. The A57 Lincolnshire, queuing traffic on the A57 Wigford Way to St Mary Street in Lincoln at the B1262, the big B1262 High Street Junction because of a traffic light failure. You can expect delays. So that's the A57 Lincolnshire, queuing traffic on the A57 Wigford Way to St Mary Street in Lincoln at the B1262 High Street Junction because of a traffic light failure. You can expect delays. Do you know, we actually haven't given out the weather forecast either. It's shocking. Unbelievable. But just in case you're wondering, you haven't stuck your head out the window. 6 degrees centigrade is the high today. 1 degree centigrade is the low. A cloudy start will clear by mid-morning when there'll be sunny spells and showers.
Hi, this is Becca.
This is Alex.
This is Amy.
From Jive Pony.
And you're listening to the Midweek Jive on Siren FM.
Yay, go Rebecca Townsend, go!
Is that my cue, Alex?
Yes. You did the rehearsals.
Good morning,
Yeah, yeah, there we are, live, energetic, sorted through, as is the Jive Pony way. It's up and at 'em.
Well, darling, can I just say it's January, and I'm kind of like a French peasant. I sort of hibernate. So this is our downtime. No sequins or glitter to be found in the month of January at the Jive Pony head queue.
Well, I think that makes perfect sense. But in the studio, already breathless with anticipation and excitement, which we're hopefully sharing with the listener in this Lincolnshire County Show special for 2014, the first in a series, actually, of media that we're going to be working through in terms of teasing the listener and saying what's coming up and so on. We have the legendary Amelia Highfield, the equally legendary, they're not quite as sort of, you know, established, but yeah, Chloe Middleton doing very well, but she is from Leicester, don't worry. Gabriella Peralta, our girl from Gibraltar. Jive Pony and Gibraltarians, yeah. They need to sort of, yeah, they will work together, I know. And our gal from, of course, the joy of Birmingham, the person who singularly was responsible for having me bitten by a zorse. Yeah, I don't forget. I do not forget.
It was a love nip, Alex. It was a love nip.
Yeah, okay, fine. That would be Katie Grimerson. So there we are. Katie's with us as well. So, Amelia.
Yes.
Would you like to sort of share that? I mean, I think we can reveal the news. I mean, it's a bit like, you know, the announcing Glastonbury, I feel, except even better. Because, you know, we can formally say Jive Pony will be there.
That's correct, yes. The Lincolnshire Show is happening on the 18th and 19th of June 2014. And yes, we are having Jive Pony back, which we're really excited about. It was one of our highlights last year and everybody loved it, so why not have them back?
Why not?
I completely concur with you. I concur, absolutely.
But we also no glitter or sequins in the showgirl office either in January. They only come out in June for us. So
I beg to differ, really. You know, I do.
Honestly.
I mean, I recall a Christmas gift and craft fair that was talking about just before Christmas, where you and the gals were very much in the glammed up mode.
Yes, I suppose that we did that one for one evening, wasn't it? Where we glammed up, and then It's the Lincolnshire Show all the way.
I think Alex has glammed up as well when he had to wear that toot.
Yeah, okay. Obviously, you know, it's... carry on, Rebecca, go on.
I was going to say, I do hope the pictures are still available online for our viewing pleasure.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I have a copy.
Lovely, Katie, well done. To be brought out at appropriate moments, I do hope.
Well, you know, if you're going to do an interview, as I've always said to Gabriella, a purple tutu is the ultimate kind of accessory.
That's perfect, actually. Yeah, I think it would look very professional.
Can I just say, you are in for a treat. We've had a costume update for this year, and actually at training last night, I got some of the girls to try on our new costume item, which is, in fact, you braced. You ready? It's got Lycra in it, so we're going to get you in a pair. Lovely sequined hot pants.
Now that is the show highlight. That definitely needs to go in the program.
We'll pop that on the flyer.
There are times.
To be fair, we haven't quite found the right pair with the right amount of elasticity in it yet, but we're getting there. We're doing our market research.
Excellent.
Yeah. Hot pants were a fashion item which some people are chronologically gifted enough to recall. I don't think I'd actually suit them somehow. You know, I don't think, but you know, yeah, Gabriella, Katie, or indeed Amelia or Chloe, absolutely. Maybe even Andrew David, our managing editor. I don't know.
Well, I think you should lead by example. So if you're going to make your team wear clothes, you should at least try them. We'll shine a torch on you. You'll look like a glitter ball. It'll be wonderful.
Yeah, I've never actually seen it in my ambition as a broadcaster or indeed an academic to actually look like a glitter ball. But, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. We obviously sort of work our way through this, I'm sure, in the fullness of time. Gabriella, horses in general, have you ridden them?
I rode one once. Uh-huh. I think I was like 8 years old and I wasn't very good. I never rode one again. That's just to say, it wasn't a great experience.
Because we talk about Jive Pony, and as I've said many times, what these gals do, and of course Alex the Clown, who effectively, not me, runs around doing all sorts of other fantastic things with them, is quite, it's phenomenal, isn't it, Amelia?
Yes, you know? It is. It is. It's really impressive. I mean, we have lots of different equine at the Lincolnshire Show. But that's, I'm not necessarily into the equine competitions, so Jive Pony's right up my street.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
I mean, Katie, what did you make of Jive Pony when you saw them last
night? I loved it.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe how clever it is.
It is phenomenal. But as yet, no midweek driver has risen to the challenge of actually getting the Rebecca Townsend Jive Pony training experience, have they, Becky?
Not yet, not yet. But there is time, Alex. There is time. We did try and get Katie on, but you weren't convinced, were you, Katie?
No.
So but you know, we do like to think that Jive Pony is something horsey for people that don't really they're not really that horsey, if you know what I mean. With a horsey show for the non horsey folk. Which is why I think we go down quite well, you know. Lovely families. The Lincolnshire Show, I have to say, is absolutely incredible. It took us completely by surprise because last year it was quite a late booking for us and it was a midweek show as well. And midweek shows are normally smaller than the weekend shows. So we gave them a lovely discount, thinking that it wasn't going to be a very big show. And then they had the Red Arrows there.
They are our neighbours, though. They are our neighbours. They are based in Scampton, so we are treated actually on a daily basis to their displays. So.
I mean, I figured Jive Pony don't charge much more than the Red Arrows, do they? I mean, in terms of, you know, just a buy the buy.
No, it was a fantastic show. We had such a laugh. So we're really, really happy that we're going to be there to razzle dazzle again this year. It's great stuff.
It's going to be fantastic. And did you get a chance to look around the show yourself, by the way, Rebecca, when you were actually there? Did you have any moments? Because I know we caught up with you sort of in between shows and during the show, etc., but we never actually did that kind of location report stuff. Did you have a little perusal around the two-day event?
We did have a perusal, and also we danced our socks off to, I think it was Baltic Donkey that they had playing. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, Baltic Donkey on the, I can't remember what night.
The Wednesday night.
So Wednesday night, it was a bit of a blur. But no, we had a look around. There were some amazing showing classes. And also, just the range of animals that they've got there. It's just, it was wonderful. The show, I am a farmer's daughter, so I do still get excited by lovely sheep and cows. And there was a lot to get excited about, let me tell you. Yeah, it was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
You've got your livestock, you've got your... I don't dare ask what Baltic Donkey actually was, but you know, obviously there are certain things...
It was a really good cover band. They're actually quite famous.
They're quite legendary, aren't they?
Really are. They were on... in fact, the day before they played at Lincolnshire Show, I think they were on BBC Radio 2, and I'd never heard of them before, and then the next night we were dancing to them, so it was great.
Well, there you have it, you see. Exactly. And here was I thinking of what went on in the showgrounds, stayed on the showgrounds. Never mind. we'll be finding out more about how you can also join the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society, plus some of the other sort of key things as far as the 130th Lincolnshire Show is concerned, and also, you know, how, you know, possibly people will want to sort of spread the word, spread the love, etc. Gabriella, will you be able to stick around to actually take part in the fabulous 130th Lincolnshire Show? What time of the year is it?
It's
once again?
June, isn't it?
It is June.
Oh, I might be in Gibraltar
she
by
might be
then.
In Gibraltar.
I think you should make a trip back.
Maybe
I'll fly back for it.
There we go. It's as good as salt.
Talking about Phil Linus flying over, especially for the show, so all sorts of things could actually happen. But that's
if you
great.
Pay for my flight, I definitely will.
There we are.
There we go, Alex. No pressure.
So let's say in the last few moments I've kind of had to deal with hot pants, glitter ball investigations and indeed covering airline travel for one of the area. It's going splendidly. It's 23 minutes past 8 o'clock here on Siren 107.3 FM, the award-winning East Midland Radio Station of the Year. And we actually have a little party tonight, actually. It's Gabriella and Katie and the whole team, because Andrew David has been doing sterling stuff and he'll be effectively sort of there just outside the studio where we'll actually have the official presentation of being from Radio Academy, etc.
Congratulations.
Well, it's us, basically. I mean, I put it down to actually Katie's location reports, personally.
Yes, of course.
Tip that balance, really. And, last but not least, of course, your jiu-jitsu.
Yes,
experience.
Obviously that was the highlight.
Heaps of other goodies there. But Gabriella, would you like to throw those last two questions to Rebecca Townsend?
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Oh, I have. It's been lovely listening to you all, actually.
Before the second question is actually thrown over the airwaves, we haven't actually shared the web address for Jive Pony and also when you do start up on the road again. How can people actually sort of follow you through and all the rest of the exciting things there? And will the Zorse be joining us or joining the Jive Pony tour once more?
We are, yes, he will be. Zulu, our lovely half zebra, half horse, will be joining us. And for those of you that aren't in Lincolnshire, shame on you, that can't get to the Lincolnshire show, you can have a look on our website. We've got about 20 events booked so far, so we're all around the country. But if you Google Jive-Pony, we will pop up and feel free to have a look. But yes, it's been lovely catching up with you. I've missed you. I do hope you're going to telephonically communicate with me again in the near future.
Well, I think, Gabriella, that's answered the second question, really.
Okay. Hasn't it?
Yeah, Amelia, do you think that's right? Do you think she should go? You mean sort of keep the Jive Pony diary going?
Yes, of course.
Of course we do!
Hurrah!